Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined by Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac. The Spartans defeated Waterloo Columbus 41-7 last night in week two. And Coach, thanks for taking some time today. Looks like a pretty efficient night for you guys as a whole. You're running away with this one. You get the running clock going in the first half and cruise to the victory. Sounds like a lot of guys got some playing time here in this one. Scored on almost every single drive in the first half to really take control. Just to open it up, your initial thoughts on this one, how your team was able to, you know, do its job, take care of business here, and move to 2-0 on the season.
It really felt like we were a much more efficient team in week two last night as compared to that last week against the AP. We took advantage of, you know, all of our opportunities when we did possess the ball in the first half, save for that last possession. Our defense played some really good football. I think, you know, we were really focused on kind of our pad level on the line of scrimmage. After week one, we were playing pretty high and getting moved around. And I feel like we did that. We were better at that last night against Columbus. I haven't had a chance to watch the film yet, but I think we were a better football team in week two than we were in week one. And that's all you can really ask for this early in the season.
Yeah, and just to highlight a few different things here, Judd Jarovsky, 8 of 8 passing, so always nice when that happens, nearly 20 yards per completion, including a touchdown as well. Pete Lebo, Hayden Gurdis, complimentary on the ground, both with great games. Pete rushing for 94 yards, 3 scores. Hayden Gurdis, 79 yards and 2 touchdowns. So when it comes to offensively, kind of the same stuff we've kind of seen from you guys the last couple years anyway, but you know, what was your take on the execution there and being efficient on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I was really proud of the kids because Waterloo Columbus was, unfortunately, was dealing with quite a few injuries after their week one game, and they completely changed their defense from week one to week two. So it was a totally different defensive front than what we had practiced against. The coverage was a little bit different. So and the kids just responded to it, and they did what they were supposed to do, and they can't help but be proud of that. You know, a lot of times it happens with younger kids when things are different in front of them than what they've been preparing for. There could be some panic that sets in, but we've gotten kind of accustomed to that. You know, people change for us quite a bit to try to take something away, but we've been able to handle it, and we definitely did that last night on the offensive side of the ball.
Defensively, leading tacklers were Aiden Betts and Cooper Keller, each with 6. You guys had a couple of forced fumbles you were able to recover as well. So, again, really putting yourselves in position to be successful on that side of the ball. What was kind of your analysis there defensively?
Well, knowing, you know, their starting quarterback was out and their starting running back was out as well, and they were down a couple of their better offensive linemen. Speaking of Columbus, so they had to play pretty conservatively and try to run the football. And there were moments where they had some success, but by and large, we defended the run a lot better against Columbus than we did the week before against AP. So again, that shows growth and improvement. I'm really proud of how we played defensively.
Yeah, and then speaking of growth and improvement, for some of the guys who are, you know, starting for the first time this season, you know, kind of playing those meaningful snaps here for the first time this year, what are kind of some of those biggest steps you've kind of collectively seen throughout these first couple weeks as you grow as a team this year?
Oh, I can't say enough good things about Aiden Betts. You know, he's had a really, really tough go of it the last couple of years with injuries. You know, last year he was able to be our place kicker on extra points and field goals. So he was contributing, but he was so frustrated because he had a knee injury that didn't allow him to play offense or defense. And to see him flourishing this year is awesome to watch as a coach. And I know he feels really good about where he's at. And, you know, we've got several younger linemen that are getting a lot of reps. We've got Jackson Huseman and Carter Ruth and Kyle Seitz and folks like that are getting a lot of reps and showing that, like I said, that market improvement. So trend line is up for a lot of those newest contributors.
And on somewhat of a of the same note, for you know some of those same guys, you know over the course of these last couple of seasons, they've been able to get a good amount of varsity snaps, and you know over time that adds up. You know when they're able to you know get in play all these second halves, and you guys have huge leads. You know over these last couple of years, what kind of a factor has that been for your program? The fact that those guys have those varsity snaps under their belts, maybe not necessarily in meaningful points in the games, but still going against a lot of teams' varsities. At times over these last couple of years.
Yeah, John, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this, whether it's on air or off air, but, you know, when we get in those situations where we've got a big lead and we've got a running clock, you know, in the second half, I'm going to start pulling our varsity guys. You know, there's two reasons for that. Number one is the development of our younger kids and giving them an opportunity to play under the Friday night lights. You know, they play their JV games on Monday, which is really the most important games for them, with, you know, for their development, but it's a great experience for them to get those, you know, those plays under their belt on Friday night. But also, there's a right way and wrong way to go about winning football games at the high school level, in my opinion. You know, when you're up and you got the clock running, it does no good to pad stats or try to rub the opponent's nose in it. Do the right thing for those kids on the other sideline, because it's not their fault. They're doing everything they can do. So, big picture, John, yeah, it does wonders for us, gives our kids a lot of experience, you know, and then last night at the end of the game, yeah, we did have a lot of our younger kids in when Columbus did score, and we turned the ball over a couple times with our younger guys on offense, but still good reps for them and a chance for them to, you know, again, like I said, play under the Friday night lights.
You bet. And I do want to, we always talk about, you know, the skill position guys, but the guys who touch the ball, but do want to give you a chance to recognize, you know, some of those guys in the trenches that are, you know, putting in just as much work and contributing, you know, in just as big ways for this team that, you know, maybe don't get as much of the headlines, if you will.
Yeah, those, you know, those younger junior great offensive and defensive linemen I mentioned earlier, you know, Houston, Ruth, sites, but also, you know, some of our senior boys, you know, Ryder Slifer, Elliot Vokes, Brandon Jensen, they played really well last night, and they continue to do a nice job. And, you know, we're starting to sprinkle in some of our older kids that aren't, they're not quite there yet, but, you know, like J.D. Eckhart got a ton of plays last night on the defensive line, and he can do some nice things. We were able to get Reed Benkin some good reps last night. So, you know, I'm happy for those guys to get a chance to get some reps on the field and put some things on the film for us to continue to correct and improve, because we're going to need that depth as we continue through the season.
All right, and when it comes to getting rolling here in this upcoming week of practice to prepare for Dyke, New Hartford, short road trip up to their place here next Friday night, what kind of comes to mind for this team? How are you going to put yourselves in the best position possible for what's going to be a state championship rematch from last year?
Well, there's, you know, you don't need to say an awful lot about, you know, who we're going to play. It's the Grundy County rivalry. We'll be really pretty amped up to go up there and play those guys. And they'll be excited to host us. And we've played a ton of football games against one another over the last several seasons. And, you know, there's a lot of really cool things about that. You know, it's a wonderful thing for obviously our football teams, but also our schools and our communities, and a chance to kind of celebrate the beauty that is high school sports when done well. You know, it's always a pleasure to coach against Coach Betts and his staff and how they do their thing. And we're just going to work on what we need to do to get better, try to improve from week two to week three. And it should be a heck of a football game at Dyke, New Hartford next Friday night.
All right. Any final thoughts or any of your other guys you'd like to recognize before we wrap up here today?
Well, I'm really proud of our youngest players. You know, we've got a lot of freshmen on the team this year, and a handful of them that didn't play football in junior high, but they want to play football in high school. So a lot of those kids got on the field for the first time last night in a varsity game. And, you know, there is a little bit of a deer in the headlights look to them when they're running out there to do their thing. But I'm proud of the fact that we were able to get them on the field and they were able to perform. And you know, we had a really big crowd there that came to support us. You know, the bleachers were full behind our sideline, and there were a bunch of, you know, folks standing on the fence. So it was a great environment for a high school football game, and I'm really proud to be a Spartan.
All right, that's Grundy Center football coach Travis Ajak joining me here on the Coach's Corner. Appreciate the time as always, Coach, and best of luck here next week.
Thanks, John. Go Spartans.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a moment.